Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Simen Reish Nun Zayin. We are up to Sif Dalud, the second line on page 56. The Mechaber says in Sif Dalud, Afal pi she'ein tomnim b'shabbos afilu b'dover she'ein mosef hevel. Even though, as we've learned, we don't do hatmana on Shabbos, even in something that will not add heat, it will just retain the heat. Im toman bo mi ba'od yom, if one did hatmana before Shabbos in something that's not mosef hevel, which is mutter, v'nizgalo mi shechashecha, and then the insulation got removed and the food got revealed after Shabbos started, mutter lachzor ulechasoso, you are allowed to go back and to recover the food. V'cheinim rotzo lahosef olav b'Shabbos mosef, so too if you want to add to the insulation on Shabbos, you are allowed to add. And so too, if you want to take off that which is being matmen in, and you want to put something else to be matmen it, that's also okay, to put it in its place, that's also okay. Bein sha'rishon cham yoser me'asheni, bein sha'asheni cham yoser me'arishon, where the first thing that was insulating it was warmer than the second one, or the first one was cooler than the second one. Either way, once it was insulated when Shabbos came in, you can change the insulation on Shabbos, even to a stronger insulation. Afilu lohaya mechusa ela besadin, even if the original insulation was only in a sheet, which is a very light material, yocho you're allowed to take off the sadin and place on a heavy woolen garment. So you're allowed to upgrade. As long as there was hatmana that was done for before Shabbos, so then, even if it got uncovered, we said you can cover it again. If you want to add to it, you could add to it. If you want to change to it, even to a heavier material, that is all permissible. V'hushin is bashla ha-kedera kol tzarka. That is all assuming that the dish is fully cooked. But if the food in the pot is not fully cooked, then even to add to that which is covering it would be forbidden, because that additional insulation that you are placing is causing the food to get cooked, and that would be forbidden. Says the Mishabura Sif Katan Chafei, on the first point of the Mechaber, that even though you cannot do Atmana on Shabbos, even in a Dover She'emos of Hevel, if you did the Atmana from before Shabbos, and it got undone on Shabbos, you're allowed to cover it again. Mashekosav in his Galo Lav Dafka, that which the Mechaber says that it got revealed is Lav Dafka, it's not specific. To Ha'af L'chadchilo Mutter L'galos, because even L'chadchilo, you're allowed to reveal it, you're allowed to take off the insulation and put it back on. Kimoshekosav B'samach, like the Mechaber writes afterwards. Elo de komash mulon, rather the Mechaber is coming to teach us, the af b'chiyai gavna shenizgala memela, even in the case where the dish got covered automatically by itself, davka mishech hashecha, it's specifically that if it happened when it was dark already, when it was Shabbos, if it got uncovered then, or you uncovered it then you can recover it. Avolim nizgala mi bod yom, but if it was covered before Shabbos and it got revealed before Shabbos as well, osr lachasoso b'Shabbos, then it would be forbidden to cover it again on Shabbos. Tahave leikim matmin lachavchila b'Shabbos, that would be considered doing an initial hatmana on Shabbos, which is forbidden. The kol shekein im gilohu biyadai mibod yom, certainly if you made it revealed with your own hands before Shabbos, afilu al das lechasosa mishatechshach, even if you had in mind to recover it again when it gets dark, da asur lechasosa b'Shabbos, that will be forbidden on Shabbos. So the Mechaber says, v'nizgala mishechashecha, the ikar point over there is the mishechashecha, not the v'nizgala. Because whether it got revealed on its own or you revealed it, either way it has the same din, but the ikar point is that it has to be that it got the covering taken off on Shabbos, then you can put the covering back on. But if the covering fell off by itself before Shabbos, or you took it off before Shabbos, you are forbidden from putting back the insulation on Shabbos. That would be considered an initial hatmana, which is forbidden on Shabbos. Sivkoton Chavav goes on the next point of the Mechaber. The Mechaber said, "Afilu lohaya mechusa ela besadin." We said, even if it was covered in a lighter material, only a blanket, you're allowed to put on a heavy woolen garment. As long as it was some hatmana done, you can change the hatmana to a much stronger hatmana. Says the Mishabura, what Salomer means to say, don't say that by only having a sheet around the food, that's not considered insulation. She'eino moel, because it doesn't really help. V'imkein, and if so, kishemechasa olo b'gulufkurin b'Shabbos, and then when you change the insulation from the light sheet, which doesn't help, to the heavy woolen garment, which helps a lot, that would be considered, maybe you would think, like a hatmana initially. The Mechaber comes to tell us the af sadin mo'ul al kalponim b'miktsas, that even a sadin works a little bit, and therefore by taking off the sadin, putting on the glufkarim is not considered a hatmana from the beginning, which is usur. Rather, it's considered just changing the hatmana, and therefore that is permissible. Sivkaton chav zayin goes on the last point of the Mechaber. The Mechaber says that this, that we could change the insulation as only if it was fully cooked. But if the dish was not fully cooked, then even to add to the insulation would be usur, because that tosefes is gorim lalu hisbashel. Says the Mishabura, ayin bir halacha. Says the Mechaber, vaytasev, hey, in pino hatavshel b'shabes mikideirish in hisbashel bo l'kideir acheres, if one changed the pot in which the food was in, meaning the pot was cooked in pot number, the food was cooked in pot number A, and you switched it over and removed it on Shabbos to another pot, then you are allowed to do atmana on the second pot in something that's not most of hevel. So even though on Shabbos it is usher to do atmana and davar she'ein most of hevel, that's only the pot in which the food was cooked in. But if the food was removed from that pot into another pot, then atmana and a davar she'ein most of hevel will be permissible on Shabbos. Says the Mishabur Sivkot Nechav Ches. In Pina, the low asru elokeshu bikli rishon shinis bashelbol, they only asr hatmana on Shabbos, even in a dover she'ein mosav hevel, if it is in the original kli that it was cooked in. Aval keshe pinohu lekli acher, but if you poured out your food to a different pot, avsha dayin hayatzo ledesbo mutter, even if the food still remains to the heat of yatzo ledesbo, it is still mutter to do the insulation on the second pot. Vafilu im chazer ve'era oso achar kach lekli rishon shahayabo. And even if after pouring it from the initial kli to another kli, you poured it back to the original kli, nami shari, it's going to be mutter to insulate that kli as well. Desulo mikri kli rishon, once the food was poured out and put back in, that kli is no longer labeled a kli rishon. Vahavale kitzonein de mutter latmino, that's considered like a cold dish that you are allowed to do hatmanatu. Vafilu bekli rishon, and even in the initial kli, in nisgarer ad she'ein hayatzo ledesbo, if the food cooled off to a point that is no longer yatzo ledesbo, gam kein nira deshari latmino imhu b'mekom atzarech, it appears that you also would be allowed to do atmana in that initial kli when the food is cooled off, if it is a time of need. Sivkaton chavdes l'kdeira acheres. Again, if you poured the food from the original kdeira in which it was cooked in to another kdeira, ve'einaf gemina im niskavin b'feirish kdei l'karer. It doesn't make any difference if your kavana in pouring the food out to the other pot is to cool it off. O bistama leiza sibo, or stam, you poured it for some other reason. Either way, once it's in that second kli, you are allowed to do atmana in the davar she'ein mosav hevel, sivkot and lamin. The bedavar amosav hevel afilu tzonein gomer osu ukid lakamei. Because if you would think about doing atmana in the davar hamosav hevel, even if it is totally cold, that's going to be usur, like we will see later on. Says the Mechaber Vaitesevav, mutter lahatman b'shabes davar tzonein, Bedover she'eno mosav hevel. One is allowed to do atmana on Shabbos on something that is cold with a material that's not mosav hevel. Kedei shelo yitzdanin biyoser, so the food doesn't get too cold. O kedei she'tofik tzinoso, or it's to dull the coldness, to make it a little less cold. That is all permissible. Aval bedover amosav hevel. But to do atmana on, with something that is adding heat, afilu lahatmin sonen gomor, even to do the atmana on something that's totally cold, vafilu mi bodyom, and even if it would be done before Shabbos, nami usur, it is still forbidden. Says the Mishnah Berurah, sivkaton lamed alef mutter lahatmin. So again, we said you were allowed to do atmana on something that is cold with the davar she'eino mosav hevel. Vafilu adam chashiv shari, even an important person is allowed to do this. What is that coming to tell me? Says note 31, kavanasa, what the Mishnah Berurah means to say is she'ein poskim lalocha kedas rav ami. We do not pass in halacha lemaisa like the sheet of Rav Ami. Shadam chashuv aser lo lahatman afilu tzonin. Rav Ami holds an adam chashuv, an important person, is not allowed to do atmana even on something that is cold, even in a davar she'enamos of hevel. Upirish Rashi, Sham Rashi explains over there in Shabbos nun aleph, sharoa adam chashuv shemekel b'davar, that one who sees an adam chashuv being mekel about atmana, olo lahakel yoser, we're afraid he's going to be even more lenient. So therefore, we're more machmir according to Rav Ami. On a Talmud Chacham or Adam Chashev, even when it comes to Tzoni and Adav Hashem and Mosav Hevel, so someone shouldn't learn from him to go ahead and do the wrong thing. And that's the Pshat in the Mishabura that he says, even in Adam Chashev, Ishari, we do not have that concern. Sivkotan Lamed Bey is Davar Tzonin. So again, we said you're allowed to do Atmana on Adav Tzonin on Shabbos and Adav Hashem and Mosav Hevel. Kigon Mayim, for example, water, or tavshil, or some kind of dish, Tachas Karim Uchsasos, you can insulate it under pillows and cushions, which we learned earlier, are considered dvarim that are not most of hevel. Says the Mechaber Siv Zayin, Kol heicha da asrinan hatmana, any case in which we asr hatmana, afilu b'kedera mevushelas kol tarka asrinan, even if the dish is fully cooked, hatmana is asr. Va'afilu mitzamek v'ralu, even if the dish, by being cooked more, is going to become worse, still hatmana is asr. The Ramah says, v'chein ikr, that is the ikr halacha. V'yesh mekilim va'omrim. However, Zok the Ramah, there are those who are mekil and say, de kol shu chay lagamri, any dish that is totally raw, o nizbashel kol tzarko, or it's fully cooked, mutter b'atmana kamo b'shiwi. It is mutter to atmana, just like it is mutter to do shehiya. Just like we learned by shehiya, that if it's totally raw, or it's fully cooked, shehiya is mutter. So this more lenient shita says that you're allowed to do hatmana on something that's totally raw or something that's totally cooked. A commotion is bar le'el simen reish and gimel, like we learned earlier in simen reish and gimel. Ubimakom shenogu lahokel apis svarazu, and places where they're knowing to be mekel, like the shita, ein limchos biyodom, one should not protest against them, aval ein linhog kein bishar mekomos, but you should not be noheg like this in other places. Now, if you look in the Biralach over here on page Chav Tes, V'chein Iker, the Ramah said the first Shita, that Atmana, when it's Aser, is Aser, even if the dish is fully cooked in a Mitzamek Viralo, V'chein Iker, Shekein Pasku Kol Poskim. This is the Shita that all the Poskim go like. V'shita Sayesh Mekilin is Shita Yechida. And this Yesh Mekilin has brought down, is a Das Yachid, and therefore we don't hold like it. We saw even in the Mishabur earlier, we referenced this Ramah when we brought down a Gra that says it's not really a Shita, that we really shouldn't rely on it. But again, the Mechaber Paskins, and this is the Iker Shita that all the Poskim go like, that whenever Atman is Aser, even if it is fully cooked, and Mitzamek V'ralo, it's Aser. And then we bring this Yesh Mekilin that we don't Paskin like, that says that if it's totally raw or totally cooked, Hatmana is mutter just like shehiya, and we ended off by saying in the Ramah that if there is a place that's knowing to be lenient like this shita, you should not protest against them, but you should not be knowing this way in other places. Says the Mishabura Sefkatan Lamed Gimel, Kol Tzarka, if the dish is fully cooked, according to the shita, we're more machmir by hatmana than we are by shehiya, because as we just pointed out, by shehiya, if it's fully cooked, shehiya is mutter, and over here we're saying if it's fully cooked, hatmana is aser. So zakta mishabura velo dami l'shehiya gabe kira. This is not similar to shehiya when it's on a kira. De lo kuli alma mutter b'mavushal kol tzarko. According to everyone, it's mutter to do shehiya on a dish that's fully cooked. Uke b'simen reishon gimel. De stam hatmana ikaruhu l'tzarach machar. Because the stam case of atmana of insulation, it's being done for the next morning. V'tzarach chitu itfei shelo yiskara tafshil. It needs more stoking, it needs more fire, it needs more heat in order that it shouldn't cool off by tomorrow. And therefore we are concerned in all cases that you might stoke the coals in yatma beremetz, if you're doing your atmana in remetz. The gozru mishum ze b'chol davar ha-mosef hevel kanal. And they make zera not to do atmana in any davar that's mosef hevel from even before Shabbos, because you might be matman in remetz, again, which is the coals or the hot ash, we might have coals in it, and you might come to stoke those coals. So they ask it in all cases. Vafilu imatmin letzarech halayla, and even if one is, in his specific case, is doing the atmana not for tomorrow, he's doing it for the needs of the night. Lo chilku chachamim b'gzeirosam, the chachamim without mechalik, they made a low plug that atmana is aser. Ma she'enkein b'shehiyah, which is not the case when it comes to shehiyah, the stam shehiya hu rak letzarech halayla, sherei manicha magula. Stam case of shehiya is really for the night suda, because you leave it revealed. Velo yisgare bizman muat. It's not going to cool off in a short amount of time, and therefore velo chayshinan lechitu ibazeh. We're not worried you're going to come to stoke the coals. So the chilta mishabura is saying lefi this ikershita of the mechaber that shehiya is mutter if it's fully cooked and atmana is aser, is because atmana is usually done for tomorrow, and therefore we're worried that even if you're you're not putting it in coals, you'd be putting it in something that's most of hevel. You might put it in hot ash, which has coals, and you might come to stoke it so that it can get ready for tomorrow and would not cool off. Masha Enkein, when a person does shehiyah, a shehiyah is normally for the nighttime, and that's why you don't insulate it, because it's only for a short amount of time, and therefore, if it's fully cooked, we're not worried you're going to stoke the coals. And we said, even if your atmana is for the nighttime, we have a little plug, and they answered that as well. Sivkotin la medalva afilu mitzamei feralu, even if it is so fully cooked that if it cooks anymore, it's going to get worse, it's still going to be aser. Ubidiyevin mutter lu kuyamba mitzamek veralu v'kanabas if alef. We learned earlier in this simon that in the case of mitzamek veralu, although it is aser, vidiyevin if you did it, so then the food would be mutter to eat. Sivkotin la medhei, now we're going to the yesh mekilim, which we saw in the bi'aloch is really a das yachid. Yesh mekilim, koi atmana bedavra mosav helvim yom. This is going on the case of atmana in something that adds heat that's done before Shabbos, which is aser. So the yesh mekilim says if it's totally raw or totally cooked, it will be mutter. So aval lahatman b'Shabbos b'davar she'enu mosav hevel. But even according to the shita, to do the hatmana on Shabbos, even in something that's not mosav hevel, afilu mevushal kol tzarko mitzamek v'ralu, even if the food is fully cooked and if it cooks more, it's going to get worse. Asur lo kliyama, that will be asur according to everyone. Sivkotin lamed vav the kol shu chay legamri, if it's totally not cooked, svirle, this shita holds, kevan shulchai, since it's totally raw, afilu imhoya matmin beremetz, even if you would insulate it in the hot ashes, lohoya misbashel ayidei hachitu letzarech laila, it would not get cooked through the stoking of the coals for the needs of the night suda. Va'ad lomachar b'lav achitu yisbashel, and by tomorrow, even without stoking them, it will get cooked. Lokach lochashinim. So basically, this shita holds, there's nothing to be concerned about monoshach. If it's totally raw, so then by stoking the coals, it's not going to get any more ready for tomorrow. Tomorrow it's not necessary, and for tonight, it's not going to help. So manashach, we're not worried, according to the shita, that a person is going to stoke the coals, even if it's being insulated in remetz, and therefore the shita holds if it's totally raw or it's totally cooked, we have no concern. But again, that is a das yachid. We paskin like the first shita that does say, even if it's fully cooked, even if it's tamek v'ralo, it would be also to do atmana with the dover most of hevel from before Shabbos. We'll stop here and continue vaiti with sivches.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.